Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob, you guys are coming off a winning road trip. How good does it feel to be back home, and how much excitement is there to be going for a playoff run down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, we've got 9 games left, so it's right in front of us. It's all here at home. Should be exciting. You know, we've had incredible crowds all year. I don't know why it would be any different here down the stretch. So whoever you're looking for, you know, a pick-me-up or being inspired, this crowd will do it. It's nice to be home.
Does it help also just not having a pack, just knowing, hey, we're here for 9, let's just get after it and stay focused at home?
Yeah, I mean, look, you go where the schedule tells you to, but, you know, based on the late start, you know, we had 6 here at the end of the season, added 3 on because of that with the Giants. So it is nice to know that you're coming home and you can just sit here and hopefully at some point in time something good happens and you can do it here at home.
Blake's been throwing the ball great his last 2 outings. He's done well against the Dodgers traditionally. His last outing, though, against the Dodgers wasn't as sharp. What was the difference in the last 2 outings versus his last one in LA?
Well, I mean, if you don't get ahead of these guys, they're getting counts where they're pretty good at predicting. You know, they're a good fastball-hitting team. So, you know, in the starts before that, he's gotten ahead of them, been a little less predictable, and his breaking ball comes into play a little bit more often.
And Tyler Anderson's been a challenge for you guys. Yeah. What's the trick to getting him?
It's been a challenge for everybody. I mean, you know, lefties, it's fastball cutter. Righties, it's fastball cutter change. You know, it's breaking to both sides of the plate. One's slower than the other. One's on your hands. One's kind of two-seamer away. Even though everything looks kind of similar from him, everything plays off of each other really well. You know, he can jam you. He can get you off the end of the bat. So he's got a little bit of a deceptive delivery on top of that. You look at his numbers, he's had a fantastic year, not just against us.
Austin Nolan's been doing the majority of the catching for you lately. What has he meant to this ball club, and what does he do with the little things also that go on behind the scenes?
Yeah, the preparation with the pitchers, you know, not only the starters but the relievers. They have a ton of confidence in him that whatever fingers he's putting down is the right numbers. He, you know, they study with him, and they know he's prepared. There's a lot of conviction involved when, you know, he's putting down certain signs. So I think that goes a long way that you don't really see. You can't see that in stats. You can't see that in analytics. That's one of the nuances that catchers bring to the table, just their preparation and you know, kind of the togetherness between he and the pitchers.
Speaking of that, does it help maybe that he's gotten a little bit more playing time lately coming here down the stretch to have a little bit more of that continuity in terms of him working with those guys?
Yeah, it has. And the fact that he's been able to catch a full year, I mean, this is really the first year that, you know, he's been a true catcher. And, you know, from the very beginning, it looked like a catcher. And then you take in the cerebral part and what he's meant to these guys and the staff. You know, it's not easy to catch Yu Darvish coming into spring, never caught him before. And then, you know, he's been back there with him for every start. So he's done a really good job for us. And actually, here recently, probably swinging the bat a little bit better than maybe earlier in the season.
How do you approach a situation like this where there's obviously a lot in the line, but you kind of gotta, I would assume, stay businesslike and not let that enter too much of your mind these next 9 games?
Well, I mean, you know where you are. There's only 9 games left in the season, but we are pretty good about just trying to take it day to day and worry about today's game, prepare for today's game, and then let tomorrow come when it does. But, you know, it's whenever there's 9 games left in the season, it's not like, you know, anybody that doesn't know that, and they know that we're here for all 9 of them.
Brandon Dixon's here. What role do you envision for him?
Well, we'll see what we do here. We still have a move to make. We're still, you know, considering some things. So probably after BP, we'll settle in on something.
Bob, this series will determine if you're a playoff team, but how important is it to play well against a team like this caliber?
Yeah, we've been saying that all year. They've played well against us. They played well against everybody. So I think it'd be an added nice little feather in our hat and confidence-wise if we can, you know, play well against these guys, you know, with only 9 left. So you have to do a lot of good things to beat them. You know, there are a million different ways that they can beat you, so you have to kind of concentrate on what we need to do and play well in all facets. You need to play good defense against these guys. You can't give them extra outs. You can't walk a bunch of guys because that's kind of how they go about it and get in situations where they can drive in some runs, and you know, we have to have some timely hits, so hopefully that comes for us this series.
Manny has been in the MVP conversation pretty much all year, but it seems like Goldschmidt's kind of been the perceived favorite. If you were to make an argument for Manny, what would that be?
I'm biased, number one, but, you know, I mean, it depends on what your definition is really is for MVP. Is it MVP of the league or is it MVP of a particular team? I don't know that there's anybody more worthy of the MVP award if you're saying, you know, what he does for our team. You know, Goldschmidt, those numbers are fantastic. He's also got an Arenado behind him, and, you know, so, look, it's going to play out however it plays out, but I don't see a guy that's more valuable to his particular team in this league than Manny Machado is for us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.